Welcome to Campaign Beat, our weekly political analysis program. I'm Sally Mock, and I'm joined by University of Montana political science professor Rob Saldin and former Capital newspaper reporter Chuck Johnson. And Chuck, Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte introduced his running mate this week, and she brings some diversity to the ticket.
She really does. She's a rancher from Phillips County. She's a Phillips County commissioner, has been for several terms, and she's active in the Montana Stock Growers Association. She's the only woman on the top of the ticket for either side and the only one with any tie to agriculture. I don't know her, but I think she brings a nice contrast to Greg Gianforte, who's a high-tech business person from Bozeman, and certainly a contrast with Steve Bullock and Mike Cooney, both of whom are, you know, longtime elected officials.
Well, here's what Robinson had to say about why she wanted to join the race.
Because I'm not a person that can just sit and do nothing. I am a hard worker, and I expect to have a role as lieutenant governor that's active, and he assured me that I would.
And Rob, you have to wonder if this is in part a veiled reference to Governor Steve Bullock's previous lieutenant governor, Angela McLean, who was forced out perhaps because she wanted to play a bigger role.
Absolutely. In addition to those contrasts that Chuck noted between her and Gianforte, I think one of the other real contrasts here is between Gianforte's ticket and that of Bullock. And I do think that there's probably a little bit of a subtle reminder here that Bullock's previous lieutenant governor and the governor had some major problems. And it seemed to boil down to an issue of McLean feeling like she wanted to play a very active role as lieutenant governor, and Bullock, on the other hand, wanting something more like a ceremonial lieutenant governor who was there more to be seen rather than heard. And so by picking a woman, I think it does maybe send a bit of a reminder that that was an issue for Bullock. And I also noticed in Gianforte's press release announcing that Robinson was his pick, he said, quote, "I'm looking forward to Leslie playing a vital role in our administration. You'd be hard-pressed to find a stronger advocate for rural Montana," right? That's exactly the role that McLean was hoping to play in the Bullock administration. Now, whether or not, if Gianforte and Robinson win, whether or not she actually comes to play a significant role, of course, is a whole nother matter. But as a political issue in the campaign, that's a nice contrast.
Chuck, speaking of ambition, Democratic U.S. House candidate Denise Juneau continues her theme of painting the incumbent Ryan Zinke as being too ambitious and not enough focused on his current job. And here's what she had to say in a recent interview with Montana Public Radio.
"Taking my record of actually getting things done and comparing it to my opponent, who, you know, he has a book deal, he gets on TV a lot, he wanted to be Speaker of the House early on as a freshman representative, and taking that and really communicating what I've been able to get done compared to what he has not."
This is definitely going to be a theme of her campaign, Chuck, is that she would go to D.C. to work for Montanans and Zinke's there to work for himself.
I think that we're starting to see that as a theme. I would say this. I haven't seen many politicians who weren't ambitious. If they're in the House, they like to go to the Senate, or if they're Secretary of State or auditor, they want to be governor. So I don't necessarily think ambition is a bad thing. The question is whether it interferes with the job the person is doing. Denise Juneau says she's done more in her tenure at Superintendent of Public Instruction than Zinke has done in his tenure in Congress. But it's important to remember she's been there for 7+ years. Zinke's been there for 1+ year. So, and it's a lot more difficult to get things done as one member of the House, which has 435 members. But this is a point she'll make over and over again, I think.
And Zinke is doing little to dissuade the notion he aspires to more than his current job. This is how he responded this week to a question about whether he plans to run for higher office.
"I'm taking this election one step at a time. I'm going to do what's in the best interest of Montana.
Rob, that's hardly a denial that he does aspire to higher office.
Yeah,
he could
have said no. I wouldn't be surprised if what's in the best interest of Montana is Zinke being senator when we get a couple years down the road from his perspective.
Yeah, he's clearly keeping that door open, and there's a lot of speculation that that's what he has in mind. But, you know, to go back to something Chuck was saying a minute ago, I think it's totally right that ambition isn't necessarily a bad thing. In fact, our entire system of government is predicated on people pursuing ambition, and it's predicated on the various branches and people within the system working in that direction. So not necessarily a bad thing, but certainly something that does hang over this particular race.
Other big news this week, Chuck, that could have implications, especially in the governor's race, was Arch Coal's decision to suspend plans to develop its Otter Creek coal tracks in eastern Montana. And Republicans are blaming the Bullock administration, but it's not that simple.
I think they are, but I think a lot of it is national and international demand for coal, which is way down because of climate change concerns. So this wasn't a real surprise, I don't think. The Republicans are saying Bullock his agency has been holding on to the permit and not moving with due speed to get it approved. I don't know the accuracy of that. There's probably some of that. But on the other hand, given conditions about coal nationally, I don't think this is a surprise they decide to pull back. One thing that's kind of interesting, too, is this was a major issue before the Montana Land Board, the leases of state tracks to Arch coal tracks. And it passed the Land Board 3-2 when Brian Schweitzer was governor. The two dissenting votes on that lease were Steve Bullock, who was attorney general, and Denise Juneau, who was superintendent. And they said they weren't necessarily against the lease, but felt the state should be getting bigger dollars, a higher price for the lease. So I think we'll hear more about that in the coming months.
And Rob, this follows what are campaign themes in the governor's race of who's the best, quote, job creator.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, Gianforte is going to be blaming this on the Bullock administration. And there are a lot of things going on right now in this area that line up very nicely for the Gianforte campaign. The clean energy plan, controversy over that, the actions being taken in the Washington and Oregon legislatures that would potentially really damage the coal industry here in Montana. And so all of these are kind of separate issues in a certain way, but they're linked together in terms of what's going on nationally, some of the economic forces at work. But, you know, as a purely campaign issue, it puts Bullock in a little bit of a tough spot and is something that will continue to hear Gianforte hammering away at.
And it certainly plays into the national angst about how incumbency has not necessarily improved the economy. And then, of course, the incumbents say, yes, it has, especially in Montana. So we'll follow that. Chuck, the governor is also getting some flack from Republicans for the use of the governor's plane flying around to events in Missoula and Butte and elsewhere that include official business and campaign fundraisers. Republicans are questioning which came first in those trips.
Yes, this is true, and it's hard to isolate which did come first. Did the governor have an event lined up and then schedule the fundraiser, or vice versa? And some of the events are ones that I think are open to question, flying the state plane at $1,000 an hour or whatever it costs to run
it. I think it's $1,650 or something like that.
It's a lot. To go to Billings and make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, that's a lot of money to do that.
For a homeless shelter, I think.
Yeah, not criticizing the need for food for people in homeless shelters at all, but is it the state's role to do that? That's the question we'll hear about. This has been an issue in past governor's races. When Tom Judge was governor in the 70s, he did likewise. He would have an event, a state event, and then have a fundraiser that night. When Ted Schwinden ran for re-election in 1984, he said, I'm going to split the cost. The campaign will pay half the cost of the trip, and the state will pay the other half. And when Mark Roscoe ran for re-election in 96, he just said the campaign will pay for everything, just to remove any seeds of doubt over these kind of events. So I think it's an issue we're going to hear a lot about.
And Rob, the governor is holding a high-end fundraiser in Big Sky this weekend for the Democratic Governors Association, hosting that. And that is also drawing criticism from Republicans.
Yeah, Republicans are saying that the presence of the Washington governor, who's supportive of some of these measures in Washington state to reduce the reliance on coal, that his presence there is Bullock hobnobbing with people who want to destroy the Montana economy, and that this is unsavory. It's a fundraiser for the Democratic Governors Association. The Republicans are calling this dark money. Bullock has long ties to the Democratic Governors Association. The purpose of the DGA is to raise money, hold fundraisers like this to raise money to support Democrats who are running for governor nationally. So, you know, I'm not sure there's anything very unusual about it, but it does, in the larger context of the campaign, again, highlight what Gianforte wants a campaign to be about, jobs and his allegation that Governor Bullock is not doing much to help the Montana economy, particularly when it comes to natural resources.
Well, certainly it seems like political activity is picking up as the weather improves. And we'll continue to follow it. You've been listening to Campaign Beat, our weekly political analysis program. I'm your host, Sally Mock, and I've been speaking with University of Montana political science professor Rob Saldine and former Capital reporter Chuck Johnson. Thanks, guys. I'll see you next week.
Thanks, Sally.
Thanks, Sally.